Today's shiur is Masechta Chul on Daf Tzadik Zayin. We will begin from the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, at the bottom of Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Let us begin with a brief Hagdama. We learned in yesterday's shiur in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah, Yerech and his Bashul Ba Gid Hanasha Im Yesh Ba Benois and Tam Harezu Asura, that if someone did not remove the Gid Hanasha from the thigh, and he cooked the thigh together with the Gid Hanasha, then the halacha is that if the gid hanasha is large enough to emit tam into the thigh, that a taste of the gid will be noticeable in the thigh, then the entire thigh is usur. And the Mishnah gave us a way, an experiment, a way to ascertain whether there is a tam in the thigh by substituting the gid for an equal amount of basar, and substituting the yerech, the thigh, with an equal amount of lefes of a turnip. If there's enough basar to give tam in the lefes, then a corresponding gid, we would say, would give tam in the yerech. It would give a taste into the yerech, a taste of iser, and therefore the whole yerech would become usser. How does the whole yerech become usser? Because through the bishul process, the taste of the iser spreads out evenly throughout the entire thigh, and therefore it becomes usser. We need to mention that, as the Gemara told us at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis, that this Tana is of the opinion that Yesh Begidin Benois and Tam, that the Gidin are able to emit a taste into the thigh. However, there are Shitas which hold, and so is the Halacha, that Ein Begidin Benois and Tam. And yet the halach of our Mishnah would be applicable because of the shuman hagid, because the fat that surrounds the gid, that everyone agrees is able to give off tam. We don't say ein begidin benois and tam, that it's so hard like a gid which cannot give off tam, but rather the shuman certainly can give off tam. And therefore the halach of our Mishnah would still apply, even the way we paskin that ein begidin benois and tam, we would have to ascertain if there is a taste of the shuman hagid, of the fat that surrounds the gid, in the thigh. That would be dependent if we would use this experiment of the basar in the lefes. Tosfos Shita and other Rishonim is that the experiment of the basar in the lefes, that's really the same shear as echad b'shishim. If there is 60 times the iser, then the iser is batal. But if there's less than 60 of the heter vis-a-vis the iser, then the iser is felt in the heter, and then the entire heter through bishul will become usser. Now, in the next daf, we are going to be learning about other ways of heat which bring the taste from one item to another. Besides bishul, we're going to learn about roasting, about sli. And on Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, we're going to learn about kavush and maliach. Kavush is pickling or soaking, and maliach is salting. And these are also ways of generating heat, that the taste can go from the iser to the heter, from that which is forbidden to that which is permitted. And again, it will be dependent, perhaps, in the halacha of samach, or maybe there are a different shear, as we will see now in the Gemara. Begins the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, Loi Shanu, when did we learn this halacha? That there, if there's a nesinas tam, that it's permeated throughout the entire thigh. If there's a nesinas tam of the gid in the thigh, and then if there's not shishin to mimavatal that taste, then the whole thigh becomes usher. That's only elosh and his bashul ba. That's only if it was cooked, the gid was cooked together with the thigh. Avol nitzla ba. But if it was roasted together with the thigh, then there is no halacha of nois and tam of shishim, but there's a different halacha. What's the halacha? Koylef v'oichel atshemagiyah lagid. He's able to peel away, and Rashi says this is lav dafka, to peel away, but rather he can cut away through his eating and eat up till the gid. In other words, it would seem that through roasting, we do not say that any of the taste of the gid goes into the thigh. However, Tosfos in Divrei HaMashgal Atshemagiyah Legid tells us, Lav Dafka, the first line of Tosfos, the second last Tosfos on the Amud, Lav Dafka Atshemagiyah Legid Mamish, Da Tzorech Sheyaniach Kedei Klippa Samach Legid, Vafila Kedei Netila Tzorech Sheyaniach. So Tosfos says that when the Gemara says you can go all the way and eat the entire thigh, which was roasted with the gid, up till the gid itself, that the Gemara doesn't mean exactly as it's saying. It just means there's no din that if there's not shishim, the whole thing would become usher. That's true. The whole thing does not become usher. But some of it will become usher. And Tosfos has a suffix of doubt whether it's kedei netila or klippa. What do these terms mean? Klippa means that you're able to peel off in one piece that meat, that flesh that is surrounding the gid, like an orange peel. You're able to peel it off. So that amount would, by roasting, become prohibited. And kedei netila means that a width of a finger, reichav etzpa, which is more than kedei klippa, would become usser. So Tosfos is mesupik, and Tosfos is machmer that one should need a kedei netila, and so holds the rush that we have to be machmer kedei netila, and it's only in certain unusual cases where we would say that klippa is enough. One of those cases, the rush tells us, on daf tzadik zayin amud beis, is by malicha. That even though Malicha has a din like Tzli, Malicha does not have a din like Bishul. However, it does not require Netila. There, it's sufficient to do Kedei Klippa. Now, this concept that by Tzli, by roasting, we don't say that the entire Yerech becomes Usser, and the reason is because it doesn't spread evenly throughout the Yerech as it does by Bishul. This concept is both a chumra and a kula. If there is not samach in the yerech as opposed to the gid, then it's a kula, because if that were by bishul, the whole yerech would become usser. However, by tzli, all that becomes usser is a kedei netila or a klip, as we mentioned before. However, if there is samach, so in the case of bishul, we say that since through bishul, the Isser gets spread throughout the Yerech, and now there's Samach, so there's the 60 times the Isser is Mevatel the Isser. It's considered that there is no more Isser here at all, and the entire Yerech becomes Mutter by Bishul. However, by Tzli, when there is Samach, since by Tzli we don't have a concept that it spreads evenly throughout, through the cooking process, through the rotev, the juice, the liquid in which it's being cooked, that it spreads throughout the entire Yerech, since we don't have that concept, so a kedei netila, the way we're machmer, the way the Rosh tells us we're machmer, that will remain even if we do have samach. So that's the chumra. If there is not samach, there's a kula that only kedei netila will be usher by roasting. If there is samach, there's a chumra that sli will still require kedei netila, whereas bishul will require nothing because it spread throughout and it was bottled b'samach. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is this so? That by tzli, we don't say that it permeates the entire yerech, and the gid will not prohibit the entire yerech if there is not samach. Omer Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, gidi shetzolei bechalpoi, that if you roasted a gidi with its fat, forbidden fat, oser lech lafilu miroish azna, it is prohibited to eat even from the tip of the ear of the gidi, of the goat, the young goat, it's still usher to eat. Now, there is no chelev at the tip of the ear. So why, in fact, is it usher? It must be that through the roasting, it does spread the chelev, the taste of the chelev, throughout the gedi. And that's why it is prohibited. So how can you tell me that the process of roasting does not spread it like it does by bishul, when we see clearly that it does spread it, even by tzlip? As we turn to Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, answers the Gemara, Shaini Chelev, the Mifapeya. You're talking about the Chelev of a Gedi. Chelev is called by the Poskim a Dover Shamein. It's a fatty substance, and the fatty substance, even by roasting, causes the Isser to be permeated throughout the entire Heter, and even by roasting, it will be Usser. Now, in Simen Kuf Hei, Halacha Hei, the Mechaber and the Shach tell us that by Tzli, with a Dover Shamein, where we say it is Mifapeya, it doesn't mean that now it has a halacha exactly like Bishul. Because if it would have a halacha exactly like Bishul, the din would be that if there's not Samach, the entire piece of meat would become Usser, and if there is Samach, then the entire piece of meat would become Mutter. By Tzli, by a Dover Shamein, yes, if there is Samach, then if there's not Samach, then the entire piece of meat becomes Usser. That's the same as Bishul. But if there is Samach, We don't give it the kula of bishul to say that the entire piece of meat becomes mutter, but rather a kedei netila is still required. So the chumra of tzli, when there is samach, that you still require netila, that still applies even by a dover shaman. We don't say it becomes exactly like bishul, that it's mefapeya, it permeates, it spreads throughout the piece of meat, but rather a kedei netila is still required even if there is samach. So tells us the Mechaber and the Shach in Simen Kufhei, Halacha Hei in Yoredeya. Now what the Gemara is trying to say here is that there's a difference between the halacha of gid and chalev. Chalev is a fatty substance. It's mefapeya by tzli. Gid is not a fatty substance, and therefore it's not mefapeya. And that's why all that is usher is a kedei netila. On this, Tosfos and Divrei Maskil Shaini, the second Tosfos on the Amud, asks, but you have, which we mentioned before at the beginning of the shir, in the Hagdama, we mentioned the Shumana Gid. The Gid has a fatty substance surrounding it. So why don't we say that because of that Shumana Hagid, that Sli by the Gid Anasha, together with the Yerech, should prohibit the entire Yerech if there is not Samach, because of the Shumana Gid. And on this, Tosfos gives two terutzim. The first terutz is that the Shuman Agid is considered kachosh. It's considered not such a fatty substance, and therefore it doesn't spread throughout the entire piece of meat. All that would be also would be a kedei netila. The Ravam in Tosfos answers differently. He argues, and he says that the Shuman Agid is also mefapeya. However, the whole Shuman Agid is only an issur d'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were only geyser on the Shuman of Hagid when the Gid itself would be usher. Since the Gid is not a Dover Shameh, and therefore it is never usher more than Kedei Netila by roasting of a Gid. So if the halacha by the Gid is that it's only usher Kedei Netila, the Shuman Hagid, which the Rabbanan usher, cannot be more chomer than the Gid itself. And therefore, if the Gid would only usher Kedei Netila, the Shuman Hagid would also only usher Kedei Netila. And then Tosfos adds a very interesting thing, that Ein Echanami, according to the Ravam, it would come out that if we hold La Halacha, as we mentioned in the Hagdama, that Ein Begidin Benais and Tam, that a Gid is so hard that it cannot emit any taste of Isser, so then Ein Echanami, the Shuman Hagid will not usher either. Because, as we just said, the Ravam holds, the only time the Chachamim prohibited the Shuman is when the Gid is usher. And if you're telling me the Gid cannot give out any Tam Isser whatsoever, then Ein Echanami, the Shuman Agid will not be usher either. Even though we would say, logically, the Shuman is able to be nice and Tam. But if the Rabbanan only usher the Shuman when the Gid is usher, here the Gid is permitted, because Ein Begidin be nice and Tam. So then the Shuman could not be usher either. Continues the Gemara. Ubechelev usher, are you telling me that Sli with a Dover Shamein is mifapeya, like we saw by the Gid with the Chelev, that even the tip of the ear would be usher because the Chelev is mifapeya throughout the entire Gedi, even though it's only Sli, if there's no Shishim connected it, then we will say that the whole Gedi will become usher. V'amar Rabbi Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana told us, there was a story that happened in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Beknishta de Moin. And actually, the Gemara, where this is brought also in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lametes, says, and so the Rosh here in the Sugi brings down, that it should be Beik Nishda de Moin, in the Beis HaKnesses, in the city of Moin. So the story was, B'gdi Shetzoloi B'chalboi, there was a Gdi that they roasted with the fat of the Gdi, but here, they did not, Rabbi Yochanan did not ask for the entire Gdi. V'asu v'shal to Rabbi Yochanan, they came and asked the shal to Rabbi Yochanan, could they eat the Gdi? V'omar, and he said, yes, you could. You can peel away, you can cut away with a knife and eat until you get to the chalev, which is really saying, as we learned before from Tosfos, that a kedei netila is the only thing, the only part of the gedi that will be usher will be a kedei netila, a roichav etzpa, a width of a finger surrounding the chalev, but the rest of the gedi will be mutter. So you just said that by tzli, when it's a dover shamein, it's mefapeya throughout. So why here did Rabbi Yochanan paskin that it only needed kedei netila? The Gemara answers, ha hu kachosh havi. There we were speaking about where that particular gedi in question was a very lean gedi, and therefore it could not usher the chalev could not usher the entire gedi. Tosfos explains in the third Tosfos on the Amud, Divrei Maskil ha hu kachosh havi. Rabbeinu Tam explains that the chelev kachush is einem efapeya. It doesn't permeate. So there, according to the first pshat of Tosis, the Rabbeinu Tam, there is a difference in quality, in echus. If it's a fat gedi, then that fat will permeate the entire gedi and will prohibit the entire gedi. If it's a lean gedi, so the fat itself of that gedi is not strong enough to be mefapeya. However, the second teretz of Tosis is no, that chelev kachush really has in it the ability to mefapeya. The only problem is, since the gedi is lean, there is a difference in kamus, in amount. You just don't have the amount of fat that you have in a gedi shamein, in a fat gedi, because this is a thin gedi. It has very limited fat. And therefore, if you would have the right amount of this fat, it would do the job. But since you have very limited amount of it, it is unable to be mefapeya throughout the entire gedi. It will be batel b'shishim, says Tosfos. And that is why Rabbi Yochanan permitted it. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Hei, Halacha Hei, tells us that we today are not bekiyin in what is considered a proper shuman that is shamein and one that is only kachush. We are not a baki whether it's strongly fat or weak fat, and therefore we always have to be machmir as if it is the shamein, the real fatty fat, and therefore the halacha will be that if there is not samach, it's mefapeya throughout the entire piece of meat, and the entire piece of meat, or the gdi, will become usr. And even if there is samach, as we mentioned before, that by tzli, even if there is samach, it doesn't have the halacha of bishul that everything is mutter, but a kedei netilu will still remain usr. Continues the Gemara, Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, kul ye b'chalba hu have visharya. That you got the case wrong. The case of Rabbi Yochanan was not a gedi with its chelev, but rather it was a kidney of the gedi with its fat. And here, as Tosfos tells us, in Divrei HaMaschil Kulya B'chalba, Lefi Shohoya Hakrum Mafsik, it has a membrane. And the membrane is mafsik, it separates between the fat and the kidney, and therefore we don't say that the entire kidney becomes prohibited. But Tosfos still says you will need a kedei klipa. Why? Because the krum itself is full of chelev. So actually, the Rishonim asked this question, that even if the krum is mafsik, it separates between the chelev, the prohibited chelev minatora, and the kidney, but the krum itself is asur midrabbanan. It has a din of chelev midrabbanan. So why don't we say that the kulya becomes asur because of the membrane itself? And on here, we have two answers of the Rishonim. The Rashba says that this chelev is a weak fat. It's like we said before about the shuman hagid, and therefore it's not mefapeya throughout the entire kidney. The Rush says that you don't have enough of the chelev in the membrane, and therefore it only prohibits a kedei klipa, as we saw in Tosfos, that a kedei klipa will still remain asur. However, what we're trying to say here is, the Rav Huna bar Yehuda is trying to say, you have no question on the halacha that we said before, that a gid hanasha, that was a gedi that was shamein and that was roasted with the chelev, that the entire gedi becomes usher. You have no question from the case of Rabbi Yochanan, because of the case of Rabbi Yochanan was not a gedi with the chelev, it was rather the kidney with the chelev. And finally, Ravin, Bar Rav Adomar, he says you have the whole case wrong. It's not a gedi, it's not even the kidney of a gedi, but rather it's something totally different. Kilchus be'ilfus have it. Rashi says kilchus is a sheketz dogim katanim. These are small little dogim tmeim, small little treif fish that were cooked. They weren't even roasted. It was a case where it was cooked be'ilfus in a pot of meat. Kilchus the ilfis have v'asa shalu Rabbi Yochanan. They came to ask the shalu Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lahu, they wanted to know, could they eat the meat because it had in it the taste of this dug tame, this forbidden fish? Amar lahu l'tame kfeila armo. Let a Gentile chef taste it, and he'll tell us whether it has the taste of the fish or not. And if it does not have the taste of the fish, then we are able to eat the meat. We'll throw out, of course, the dog tummy. That's forbidden to eat. But it doesn't make the meat usser if we will not be able to taste the fish. If we will, if the Gentile chef tells us, yes, I taste the tray fish in the meat, then it will be prohibited for us to eat the meat. There's a very interesting Rishash here, and the Rishash brings down the halacha in Yoredei Simin Kuf Tezayin halacha Beis, that there's an isser, because of a sakana, to eat meat and fish together. And we have a machloikis hapoiskim, we know that chamira sakanta misura, that a sakana is more chomer than isser. By isser, we say things are batel besamach. What about by sakana? So there are those who say that a sakana is the same as isser, besamach. However, others say no, that a sakana is a filo be'elefloi batel, that it's not even batel in 1,000 because of sakana, and so holds the Darkei Moshe as the Taz brings down. So the Rishash says that l'chayr from our Gemara, you have a riot, it is batel besamach. Because the Gemara says here that if a goyish chef tells us there's no taste of the fish, then you're allowed to eat the meat, and you don't have to worry about eating tray fish. But there's another problem here. We have a problem that there's a sakana of eating meat and fish together. So what is it helping that the goy says, I don't taste it, but if you have a sakana, fill a be'elefloi bottle. So it would seem, from this Gemara proof, that even a sakana is bottle besamach. If the goy says, I don't taste it, the Jew is allowed to eat it, he doesn't have to worry about a dag tameh, and he doesn't have to worry about the sakana of meat and fish together. Then the Rishash says, no. And here's the interesting point of the Rishash. There's no proof, because maybe the entire sakana of meat and fish is only by a kosher fish. However, here we're speaking about a tray fish. Perhaps by a tray fish, there's no sakana at all. Our Gemara, therefore, is only focusing on the aspect of the isser of dag tameh in the meat. If the goy says, I don't taste it, that means it was batel besamach, and therefore the Jew is allowed to eat it. There's a very interesting tshuva, which Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita wrote, and it's printed in the Daf HaKashrus Chelek Beis on page 3, concerning Worcester sauce, which has anchovies in it. And sometimes you'll find that even if anchovies are listed in the ingredients, there'll just be a plain OU on the steak sauce. And other times you'll see it says that the word OU fish. OU policy is that if the anchovies, this fish is batel besamach, then they do not require the companies to put the word fish on the label. If it is not batel besamach, then they do require the companies to put OU fish. They encourage the companies, even if it is batel besamach, to put OU fish, but they don't require it. And what is the halachic reasoning of this? So Rav Schechter says, because the Magen Avraham tells us that Nishtana Teva, that Bizman HaZeh, there is no sakana of eating meat and fish together. So the Darkei Tshuva says that you can use this Magen Avraham with a tzirif, with something else, concerning sakana of meat and fish together. So since there are shittas that hold, not like the Darkei Moshe that the Taz brings down, but that a filo be'elefloi batel, there are shittas that hold that besamach, that sakana is also besamach, so we put the two shittas together. If the anchovies in the steak sauce are batel besamach, so then we have those shittas to rely on, that sakana is the same thing as the isser batel besamach. Plus, we have the Magen Avraham, that nishtana teva, that the physical nature of people have changed, and today eating fish and meat together does not pose a sakana medically on a person, and therefore putting these two shittas together, the OU feels that we do not have to notify the public that it's OU fish. They don't have to require it. If a person wants to be machmer, even when it's batel besamach, he can always look at the ingredients to see if that steak sauce, in fact, contains anchovies or not. However, if it is not batel besamach, then, of course, the OU does require that the word OU fish should be put on the label, that people should be notified that they should not use this sauce on meat, since it contains anchovies, fish, which are not batel besamach. If anybody would like a copy of this tshuva in the Daf HaKashrus, please send me an email at grossman@ou.org. And now we come to the inyan of being soimach on a kfeila. How are, the Rishonim ask, are we able to depend on a non-Jewish chef? There is no nemonis as a Jew has, as an eid echad, nemon b'isurim, when it comes to a goy, so how can we be soimach on him to ask him? So Rashi here discusses this question in Divrei HaMaskil L'Tamei Kfeila, What's a kfeila? Nachtum oivik kachav. This is a chef of a goy. Vashmeinen demutter lismechalav lefi tumoy. In his innocence, v'loyaydiu. Don't tell him shetsrichin loy ledvar isravatu. Don't tell him I need to know this because it pertains to my religion. Because then it's not masich lefi tumoy. He's not doing it in an innocent way. But if he's not aware that it has any religious connotation, you just want to know, is it? Do you feel the taste of the fish there or not? Then you can rely on him. The question that the Meforshim ask is that the halacha of Masich Lefi Tumoy, we find a goy is believed only in two areas. One is to permit a woman to remarry that the goy tells us that her husband died because of aguna, that she shouldn't be left all her life without a husband. We permit it, and also by an Isser Darabonin. But if it's not a case of Aguna, and if it's an Isser Daraisa, then we do not rely on this concept of believing a Goy Masich Lefi Tumoy. So how does Rashi say here that we do believe the Goy Masich Lefi Tumoy? And they answer that since it's Avida Leglia, Milsad Avida Leglia. In other words, if a Jew would be Somech, would rely on the Goy saying, I don't taste fish, and then the Jew would eat that item, the meat, and he would say, hey, there is fish here. So the Goy right away would be caught with a lie. So something that is going to be able to be found out right away, there we would believe a goy on Masich Lefi Tumoy. But if so, why is it necessary to have a expert chef? Why can't we believe any goy? So some achronim say, Enechanami, Rashi doesn't mean, the Gemara doesn't mean necessarily bedafka a kfeila. That's just someone perhaps you would go to more readily than a regular goy. This person's an expert. But a regular goy would also be good. However, the Tiferes Yaakov and other Achronim say that according to Rashi, the Masich Lefi Tumoy only works by a expert, because if he's not an expert, then he won't be duck. He won't be careful. For example, we're gonna find that a koyin can taste something to tell us whether it has the taste of the truma in the chulin or not, because he knows that it's Nageya Isser V'Heter, and he's going to be very careful about that, because a czar is not going to be able to eat it if it has a taste of Truma. So there, we depend on the Kayan to taste it and tell us, does it have a taste of the item that was Truma or not? However, by a goy here, concerning the fish, if he's not an expert, then we're going to say, and he doesn't know that we need it for religious purposes, so if he's a regular goy, we're not going to depend on him, because he's not going to be careful. However, a expert, a chef, so he's more sensitive to taste, and on him we can rely. However, Tosfos here, in Divrei HaMaskil Samchinen Akfela, the second last Tosfos on the Yom, it says, even the Kfela who loy mishaker shol yafsinum nasi. So Tosfos has a different idea than Rashi. It's not Masich Lefi Tumoy because it's not believed because of Masich Lefi Tumoy, but rather the belief is because he's an expert and he knows people are depending on him, therefore he's not going to want to ruin his reputation. If he can't discern whether something has a fish taste in it or not, then people won't want to take him as a chef. What kind of chef is he if he can't even figure out whether it has a taste of fish or not? So according to Tosfos, it's just the opposite. If he's not Masich Lefi Tumoy, he knows you're relying on him. You're asking him for his expertise. And therefore, it's bedafka, according to Tosfos, an expert and not a plain goy. An expert who doesn't want to ruin his reputation, and he knows you're depending on him, that's who you could trust with telling us, in our Gemara particularly, whether the meat has a taste of the fish in it or not. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, Mereish, have a kokashli hodisanya. I used to have a problem with the following brisa, which states as follows. A pot in which you cook meat, you're not allowed to cook milk in it. V'imbishel, and what happens if you inadvertently did cook the milk in the meat pot? Then you have to see whether the milk gave a taste of milk, then it would be prohibited. Truma lo yavashu b'chulin. If you have a pot that cooked truma in it, don't cook in it chulin. V'im bishal. What happens if inadvertently he did cook chulin in a truma pot? Then you have to see if the pot is benois in tam. If it gave a truma taste into the chulin, then a non-kohen would not be allowed to eat that food, because he would be eating a taste of truma. He would be eating truma. He's not allowed to. So bishal, I'm a truma tom l'kohen. I could figure out how we can know whether it has a taste of the truma item that was cooked in that pot previously, because a kohen will taste it, and he's allowed to taste it, even if it is truma, and he'll tell us whether it has a taste of that previous meichel in the food, the chulin that's being cooked there now. But ela basar b'cholov man tonle. But how can I taste basar b'cholov if there's a taste of meat in the milk? then I'm not allowed to, then I'm tasting basar b'chalav together. I'm not allowed to do that. So I had a problem always with this brisa. The Tosfos tells us that he didn't have a problem with our Mishnah about Gid HaNasha, because there the Mishnah gave us another way of testing it, and that was through the basar and the lefes. We had that method. There are other Mishnayos that tell us about Nois and Tam, and there we could say, even though it's speaking about Isser, and we're not using the method of Basar and Lefes, but there it could be that you use Samach. But here, by Truma, he had a problem. Because by Truma, Lechayr the Kohen is going to do actual tasting, because he's able to. So that would indicate that the case of Basar and Cholov is also where someone would do actual tasting. A Jew couldn't do it. That's why here, Rava had a problem. And now the answer to his problem is, Hashtadam Rabbi Yochanan, Samchina Kfeil Armoa. Now Rabbi Yochanan told us this idea that you can depend on a chef, a goyish chef. Now I have an answer to my question. By Basar B'chalav, I'll give it to a chef and I'll say, do you taste the meat in the milk? Does the milk have a meaty taste in it? And now the Mesaris HaShas tells us that we should be goyish, not the Amar Rava, but Amar Rava, said Rava, Amar Rabbanan B'taima. Rabbanan said three ways of checking when Isser and Heter get mixed together. One way is by taste. Someone's going to taste it. V'amar Rabbanan B'kfeila. And the Rabbanan also said that a goy, an expert chef, can taste it, as we turned to the Upsadik Zion on the base. V'amar Rabbanan B'shishim. Rabbanan also used the method of shishim. When do you use each method? So Hilkach, min b'she'ena minoi dat teira b'taima. The case, like we had B'tchulin and Truma, we're all talking about Heter, where a koyin is able to taste it. So then, it's a case of min b'she'enoi minoi, which means that the truma that was cooked in this pot has a different taste than the chulin that's being cooked now, and therefore the koyin is allowed and able to discern whether there's a truma taste in the chulin, so he'll go ahead and taste it. The isura, when you have a question, let's say, of basar b'chalav, where it's a question of isur, then a Jew can taste it. But then it's also, it's min b'she'enoi minoi, it's two different tastes, a meat taste and a milk taste. It's isur, a Jew can't do it, but then b'kveila, then we can use a goy. Min b'minoi, the lekel make him a timer. But when you have two things that taste the same, one is kosher and one is treif, but they're both a kosher chicken and a treif chicken. They both have the same taste, so it's min b'minoi. So even a goy won't be able to taste whether the heter has the taste of the iser in it or not. Inami, or min b'she'enoi minoi, or where it is two different things with two different tastes. The isura, it's iser, so a Jew can't taste it. And now the Bach says we put in the word vileka, not dileka. Vileka kfeila, speaking about a case, I can't find a goy. So what do I do now? I can't taste it. There is no goy. Then I have the rule of b'shishim. Then I could use shishim. I figure out if there's 60 times heter against the iser, then it's considered batel b'shishim, and then I'm allowed to eat the heter. If it's not shishim, then I'm usher to eat the heter. The Ramah in Siman Tzadik Ches in Yoritea tells us that although our Gemara here tells us that by min b'she'en amina, when there is a goy there by isura, we can be soymech on the kfeila, however, our minig, for various reasons, is not to be soymech on the kfeila, and therefore, across the board, we always use the shear of samach. The Gemara now tells us a incident that happened. Hanu amtachata, there were these thighs, the imlichu be reish galusa, that were salted in the house of the reish galusa, begida nasha, and it was salted together, the thighs, with the gid hanasha, and they were salting it with a lot of salt to get out the dam, but now they were salted together. Now we're beginning the other methods of heat transference. We've already learned bishul and sli, cooking and roasting. Now we're getting into salting and pickling or soaking. So now we're speaking about salting in this case over here. Asu, Ravina asu. So Ravina prohibited. He said the salt is causing the iser of the gid to go into the thighs, and therefore the thigh is usser. Rav Acha bar Rav, the Bach says, take out the word ashi. Rav Acha bar Rav Shori, he was matrit. Usser shalul amar bar Rav Ashi. They went and asked the question to Mar, the son of Rav Ashi. Amar lehu Abba Shori, my father said it is permitted. Amale Rav Acha bar Rav le Ravina, said Rav Acha bar Rav to Ravina, you are the one who says that it's usser. My daitach, what is your thinking on this? The Amar Shmuel, you probably say, because Shmuel said a klal, Maliach hareu kariseach, that salting is like heat, and kavush, we'll soon see what kavush means, but let's translate like Rashi, who says pickling in vinegar or spices, and you pickled together Isser and Heter, Harehu kemivushel. That has a din like Bishel. So your thinking is that salting is like Bishel, and therefore the gid that was salted together with the thigh will usher the thigh. And by the way, it's only a type of salting like you salt for getting out the dum, melicha, where it's inedible. But if you, that's the only time we say melicha rei kurseh. But if it's a little salt that you're putting on a piece of meat, on that we don't say melicha rei kurseh. But if you salted to get out the dum, or for any other reason you had salt all over this meat that made it inedible, then it has a din like heat. So is that the reason why you want to say that the thighs are usher because it was heated together, salted together with the gidim? At the beginning of our shir today, we learned Shmuel's din on Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, that the only time we say that if there's no samach, the entire thigh becomes usher, that's only through cooking. Avol nitzleba, but through the roasting process, which does not spread the isser throughout the piece of meat, the din is kailaf aichlech megila gid. So you cut away until you reach the gid, as we learned the pshat from Tosis that it's usher kedei netila, but not the whole thing is not usher. So how do you say that it's usher here by salting? But Shmuel said that sli, there's no such din that the whole thing is usher. V'chitem, and what are you going to tell me? Ma'kereseich to kamar. You know what Shmuel meant when he said maliach salting is like heat. He meant kereseich to mevushel, like heating of cooking. That can't be. V'amidikamar kavish harayak mevushel. He said another statement that pickling is like cooking. So by salt he used the word reseich. By kavish he used the word mevushel. Mechlal de reseich to tzli kamar. So when he said that maliach is kereseich and he did not use the word kemevushel, he must have meant it's like heat. What type of heat? The heat of roasting. So therefore it's not usher the whole thing. It's only usher kedei netila. Mechlal de reseich to tzli kamar. Kasha. Eilechanami, the Gemara says that this is a kasha and Ravina. It cannot be that maliach should have a din like bishel. Maliach is only like tzli. And in fact, la'loch l'maisa, we don't pasken like Ravina. We pasken maliach harei kurseich means it's like tzli, and really, it's even less than tzli, as the Rush tells us, because by tzli, as we learned before, we're machmer kedei netila. Whereas by maliach, even though it's harei kurseich, it's like heat. It's certainly not like bishul, where the whole thing, by less than samach, will become usher. It's only like tzli, but it's not even like tzli, because tzli is netila, and maliach is only at kedei klippa. In Yoridei and Siman Kuf Hei Halacha Tes, there's a discussion between the Mechaber and the Ramah if the other halacha that we learned concerning tzli, that by a dover shamein, a fatty substance, that the tzli, by less than samach, is mefapeya throughout the whole piece of meat, and the whole piece of meat becomes usher, do you say that halacha by a dover shamein with malicha? Do we say malicha in this regard is like tzli, and since it's a dover shamein, the whole thing will become usher? Or we do not say that malicha has that power. Just like we see, malicha is not like tzli, it's less than tzli. Tzli is usher kedei netila, malicha is usher kedei klippa, only a peel, not a width of a finger. So there's a discussion there in Siman Kuf Hei that perhaps there is no halacha of a dover shamein by malicha that it should usher the entire piece of meat, as there is by tzli, ayin sham. Now, concerning kavush, we mentioned Shita's Rashi, that it means pickling in vinegar and in spices. However, in the Siman Kuf Hei, it brings down the sheet of the Rush. The Rush's sheet is that kavush means soaking. And it comes out that there are really two dinim of kavush. There's one halacha of kavush in any liquid, if it's soaked for chav dalachos, 24 hours. Then we say kavush kemevushel, has a din like bishel. However, if it's soaked in dover choref, there means it's not soaked for 24 hours, but rather it's pickled in a sharp substance, spices, so then it is kemivushel even in a short period, even less than 24 hours. What is that short period? It says there in halacha, in Yoredeya, as much time as it takes to put this item in a pot on a fire and it will start to cook, that's an amount of time that the kavush, the pickling with this sharp spice, it'll take that same amount of time, and we'll already say that kavush in this instance will be harei kemevushel. But Rashi seems to indicate that he held only a kavush of chaymetz v'tavlin. However, the Rush adds that there's also a kavush of chav dalachos, which will be even in mayim.
Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanina, said Rabbi Chanina, kishehen misharin, when they measure the iser that fell into heter,
And we learned before that Samach 60 times of Heter will nullify the taste that is emitted from the Isser, since it goes throughout the pot evenly. You can use everything in the pot for the bittul of the Isser. Misharin beraitev, you make the calculation with the raitev, that's the liquid, the water, the soup. Ubekipa, Rashi explains that these are small pieces of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot, and also you have the spices there at the bottom. Ubechatich is other pieces of meat that are found in the pot. Ubekedera, and the kedera. You can use all of these things together to form 60 times the Isser, to be mevatel the Isser. Now, what do we mean exactly with the kedera? The other items are clear. The raitev is the soup, the kippah are the small pieces of meat and the spices, the chatichas are the other piece of meat, but what do we mean with ubekedera? On this we have a machloikas in the Gemara. Ikad the Amri, some say bekedera atzma, that you can actually use the substance of the pot itself, what it's made out of, whether it's made out of earthenware or metal, you can use the whole volume of the pot itself and include that in the samach of heter against the Isser, to mevatel the Isser. But ve'ikad the Amri, and some say, b'may debola kedera, you cannot use the entire volume of the metal of the kedera, or the earthenware of the kedera, but rather that which we estimate has been absorbed within the walls of the keli from heter, that was cooked before the Isser fell in. You can use that which was absorbed within the walls of the keli to also form the samach that will be mevatel the Isser. So we learn in a very superficial manner the way Rashi tells us here, and if someone wants to understand it on a deeper level, I in the Rashi here, Divrei Maskil, B'mai Debola Kedera, and also in Tosfos, the top Tosfos on the Yomid, Ikad the Amri. Rashi tells us that since we have this machloikas, we have two lishonos, two opinions, since we're talking about Isurim d'Oraisa, we will be machmer like the second shita, which states, b'may debola kedera, that you cannot use the entire volume of the substance of the keli, what it's made up of, metal or earthenware, but rather you can only use what it absorbed, and therefore you're having less that can be added to the samach to be mevatel. So that's a chumrah which we have to be machmer when we're dealing with an Isser d'Oraisa. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Avuha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Avuha said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, as Rashi explains that we are speaking about here where you are unable to taste. Either it's min b'minoi, both the Isser and the Heter have the same taste, or it's min b'she'enoi minoi, and a goy, a kfeilo, would be able to taste the difference between the Isser and the Heter. He would be able to taste whether the Isser has affected the Heter or whether it has become nullified in the Heter, but there is no goy around. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan suggests a different method of ascertaining whether the Isser has affected the Heter and made a treif. Says Rabbi Yochanan, call Isser and Shabbatara, all the Isser and the Tar, Misharinan, we measure it, ki ilu hein botzel v'kafloit. We consider the Isser as if it is an onion, a botzel, or kaflot, another sharp vegetable, a leek. If the same volume, the same amount of onion or leek would affect the heter, then we will say that the Isser would also affect the heter. If the heter is so large that the onion or leek would not affect the heter, then also the Isser would not affect the heter. So Rabbi Abba said to Abaya, if you're using these vegetables, let's use different vegetables. Let's measure it with peppers or vitavlin or spices. Then the Isser would not be bottled. You'd be able to taste the effect of the Isser. Even in 1,000, it would not become nullified. Why do you only use the vegetables of onions or leeks? Why don't you use the sharper vegetables, and then an Isser would never become bottled because you'd always be able to taste it? Amar Lei, so Abaya responded, Shiaru Chachomim, De'ein Noisen Tam B'Isur, and Yoisen B'Batzel B'Kafleit. The Chachomim did not take the palpulin and the Batzel or the Kafleit at random, just picking any two vegetables, but rather the Rabbanon experimented and saw that there's no Isser that would give a taste into the Heter that would be stronger, more potent than onions or leeks. So they didn't go to peppers and spices. which would be a fill of balafloy bottle, but rather they said the shear is onions or leeks, and there's no issue that would give Tom more than the onion or leek would, and that's how you're able to measure. So Rashi here in Divrei HaMaskil, Kol Isur and Shebet Torah, tells us Rashi, Levad Gid Anoshe, Dekebosser Belefesu. Rashi says that in our Mishnah, when we were discussing a thigh that was cooked together with a Gid HaNoshe, there we said a different experiment, and that was that the Gid we would substitute for meat, and the thigh, the Yerech, we would substitute with Lefes, with a turnip. And we would see if there would be a taste of meat in the turnip, then we would know that the Gid gave a taste into the thigh. So that's a different type of measurement. So Rashi says, Einichanami, Gid is different. And the meaning of Rashi is that Gid, as we'll see in Tosis in a moment, that Gid, Hanasha, doesn't have such a potent taste, and therefore you don't need the volume that would be mevatel, the taste of an onion or a leek, which are sharp. But rather, it's enough if you have a volume of turnip that would be mevatel, the taste of busser that was cooked together with the turnip. That's a lesser amount, and that's sufficient for the gid in the thigh. If you don't feel the taste of the busser in the lefes, then you know you wouldn't taste the gid in the thigh. Tosis and Divrei HaMaskil, Kol Isur Shebetorah, the second Tosis on the Amud, agrees with Rashi that busser belefes is different than the shear here of butzel and kafloit. And Tosis says that they have different shiurim because, in fact, a gid anasha gives less, as we just explained in Rashi, has less of a potent taste, and therefore it needs less than a butzel or a kafloit. However, Tosis points out that we're going to see in a few lines that Rav Nachman says that the shear of Gid Anoshe is Beshishim, Amar Rav Nachman, Gid Beshishim, and Tosis says that the shear in our Mishnah of Bosser and Lefes is the same as Shishim. And if so, it comes out, says Tosis, that what Rabbi Yochanan says, that the shear is with an onion and a leek, with Butzel and Kafloit, and we just said that that's a higher amount of bittul necessary, so it'll come out that Rabbi Yochanan will hold that all Isurin in the Torah need more than Shishim. And therefore it'll come out that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on what Rava said on Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph. The last line, he said, the Amar Rava, Amar Rabbanan B'taimav, Amar Rabbanan B'kfeilav, the Amar Rabbanan B'shishim, as we turn to Amid Beis. That Rava says that the shear by Isurim is Shishim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the shear of Shishim is by a gid perhaps, but by all other Isurim, you need more. You need Butzel and Kaflot. And therefore, it'll come out that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rava. Rava says that all Isurim Shabbatar are like gid, even though gid has less of an effect on a thigh. But yet, the Chachamim made one shear, and that shear is Shishim by all Isurim. There is no chilik between gid and all other Isurim. It's always B'shishim, which is equal, Tosis says, to Busser and Lefes. And Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that only by Gid is there Busser and Lefes, but all other Isurim require more. They require the Butzel and the Kaflet. Who do we paskin like, says Tosis? We paskin like Rava. Rava was a Basra. Rava came after Rabbi Yochanan. The Halacha is Kebasroi, like the later ones. And therefore, the Halacha remains that by all Isurim and Shabbatar, like Rava said, the Shir is Shishim, which is equal to Busser and Lefes of our Mishnah. It is not like Rabbi Yochanan says that all Isurin require more than a gid and require butzel and kafloit. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, gid b'shishim, as we just mentioned before, Rav Nachman sheet is that a gid is butzel in shishim, ve'ein gid min aminyin, and the gid itself cannot be one of the 60. In other words, you need 60 besides the gid. It's not enough to have 59 besides the gid. The samach is not comprised of the gid plus 59, but rather you need besides the gid another 60. As Rashi in the first wide line on the bottom says, the be'inin shishim de heter levad mineh. You need 60 of heter besides the gid itself. Now the Rishonim ask that our Tana of our Mishnah, as we've mentioned, holds that yesh be'ginim b'nois and tam. We don't say that the ginim are very hard and they cannot emit a tam. They are able to emit a tam. However, we paskin on daft tzadik tes amid beis, the halacha is
two lines from the bottom, ein beginim b'nois and tam. And if so, how does Reb Nachman say here, gid b'shishim, we paskin, ein beginim b'nois tam. And the same thing the Rishonim discuss is what we learned here on this Amid in the fifth line, the story by the Bei Reish Galusa, the house of the Reish Galusa, hanu amta hata di imlechu, the thighs that were salted together with the Gidonasha, and Ravina paskin l'isser. How could Ravina paskin l'isser? Besides the question that Maliach can't make an isser, as we had before, but how does Ravina hold that it's usher to begin with when we're dealing with a Gidonasha, and ain't begin b'nais and tam we paskin? So how could the thighs have been usher? So asked the Rishonim. And the Rishonim answer that our Gemara must be speaking about Shuman Hagid. As we explained at the beginning of the shir, Shuman Agid is Aser Mid Rabbanan, and the Shuman Agid, in fact, everybody holds, has a tam. And there is where the halacha of Shishim will apply. And in fact, Rashi, on Daf Tzadik Tesamid Beis, three lines from the bottom, Divri Amaskal V'Hilchas Ha'em Begidu B'Nois and Tam, Rashi says, Bein Nizbashel, Bein Nimlach, Bein Nitzla, Mashlichoy. You take away the gid that was cooked or salted or roasted with the rest of the meat, Umutter, and then the rest is mutter, because it's Ein Begin B'Nois Tam. It's too hard. It is unable to emit Tam into the that which it was cooked with. Says Rashi, V'Dafke, boy, only the gid itself, if you remove it, there's no ein begidin benois tam. Avol shamnoi, but the fat of the gid, yesh boy benois tam. The imloi not al shamnoi oiser. If the gid has on it the shuman, the fat is osur mit rabban, and it is able to give in tam. And that's what our Gemara is speaking here on Rav Nachman, gid b'shishim. And that's what Ravina wanted osur, even through malicha, if the gid was salted together with thighs, because he's speaking about the shuman hagid. That's how the Rambam in Hilchos Machlalos Asuris learns. And in Perik Tezvav, there in Hilchos Machlokes Asuris Halacha Yud Zayin, he says, in fact, that's the Chiddush of our Gemara, even though we're only dealing with an Issur D'Rabbanan. We're going to see in the next Halacha by Chal, which is also an Issur D'Rabbanan, there we say that the Chal is Min HaMinyan. You only need 59. You don't need 60 besides the Chal. Here, it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, and the Chiddush is you need 60. Why? Because since it is connected to the Gid. The Gid is, as we learned in the whole sugya, is a beria. Therefore, the Chachamim were machmir, that you require 60 times besides the Gid, not 59 times besides the Gid, because ein Gid min haminyan. That's why the Rambam says we are machmir. However, Shitas HaToisvus on Amid Aleph, in Divrei HaMaskel Shaini, we mentioned this already at the beginning of the shir, brings the Ravam, that the Ravam says that the Shuman Agid, which is Asur Mid Rabbanan, can never be more chomer than the Gid itself. If the Gid would be mutter, then the Shuman Agid would also be mutter. The Rabbanan would never Asur the Shuman Agid if the Gid itself is mutter. And therefore, we cannot say what Rashi was mechalik between the Gid and the Shuman Hagid. And the Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asuris was mechalik. But according to the Ravam, it's one din. If there's no Gid Usser, then there's no Shuman that's Usser. So how, the question comes back, how could Rav Nachman here say Gid B'Shishim? How could Ravina Paskin, that salting the Gid with the thighs, would Usser the thighs? If we Paskin ain't the Gid B'Nais and Tam, then the Shuman can't be Usser either. We'll have to say, as Toysus concludes, at the end of that Toysus on Amid Aleph, Divrei HaMaskel Shaini, says Toysus at the end, therefore, Ravina D'Usser B'Samach Gavihanu Am tahasa tzar chlamer disover the yesh begidim benois and tam ketan the masnis and einachanami. We'll have to say according to the Ravam that both Ravina in the story of the Reish Galusa and Rav Nachman here in our Gemara, they are speaking about the gid itself, not the shuman agid, and they hold like the Tan of our Mishnah that holds that yesh begidim benois and tam. Continues the Gemara. That even though we said gid b'shishim ve'en gid min haminyan, but chal and other is b'shishim, but uchal min haminyan. The chal itself is from the minyan. The you only need 59, not 60. What are we discussing? Chal is an other. We're going to have a Mishnah further in Daf Kuf Tes that tells us how we have to prepare an other before it's cooked, because the other has milk in it, and therefore if one will cook an other without removing the milk, they'll be cooking basar b'cholov together. Ein echanami, this basar v'cholov will only be an issur d'rabbanan. Why? Because it's basar v'cholov, it's cholov of a shchuta.
this milk never came out of a live animal. It was found in the animal inside the udder after the animal was shechted. That is only an Issur Rabbanan. But yet, even though it's only an Issur Rabbanan, if one did not do what the Mishnah there says, namely, to cut open the udder as the Mishnah gives the method there on Daf Kuftes and remove the milk and squeeze out the milk, if and then only then cook the meat without any milk. If one did not do that, then midrabanan, there is a issue here of basar b'chalav, and now the only way that the basar will be mutter is if the meat of the kachal joining together with other pieces of meat that were cooked in the same pot would have samach keneged the milk, then the meat would be mutter. Taisus explains, why here do we say that the kachal is min haminyan? Why don't we need 60 times the kachal, just like we need 60 times the gid in the previous memor of Rav Nachman? So the answer is, because by the gid we have an isser, the gid anasha. So you need samach against that isser. However, here you're trying to create an isser. You have two things that are mutter. You have basar and you have chalav. The question is, did the chalav that's inside the udder, which you didn't remove, did that affect the basar? So here I can use the basar of the kachal itself with other meat that's in the pot to ward off that the milk should not have an effect on the kachal. Here I can say kachal min haminyan, because my question is, did this milk give taste to the kachal? So the kachal is part of the question. We're not talking about a isser that's here already. The isser is only formed when there's a bishul of the basar and the chalav together. Did the chalav affect the basar? So I can use the basar of the chal itself with the other pieces of meat to be mevatel the milk. Now, Taisus asked Akasha, but we're going to learn in tomorrow's shir, that chal atzmai aser, two lines down from where we are now, that the chal itself, if it was cooked together with the milk, and we did not remove the milk from the udder, even if there is shishim with the chal and the rest of the pot, but the chal itself cannot be eaten, so how can I use the chal as part of the 60? How can I say it's min haminyan when we see the chal remains aser? So how could I use it as a matir? So Taisus and Divrei Maskil chal answers that the reason why it's aser to eat the chal is not because it's any worse than any other piece of meat. The milk, the taste of the milk spreads evenly throughout the pot into the chal and into all the other pieces of meat. And if there's samach, they're going to be mevatlet. The reason I can't eat the chal is because I have the milk inside, and the milk has absorbed the taste of the meat. So einachanami, the meat is mevatlet the milk because it's samach, and on that I can even use the chal, but the milk is usher. And the milk, once it has been cooked, it goes into the crevices of the udder, and then even if you rip it open and try to squeeze out that milk, it will not come out after the cooking of the udder. So the reason you can't eat the udder is because by eating the udder, you'll be eating basar b'chalav, because the milk is permeated with the taste of the basar. This is comparable to a case where a small piece of meat falls into milk. So the milk is such a large volume of milk that it's mevatel the taste of the meat that was cooked together with that milk. The meat is removed and the milk is permitted because there's 60 times milk connected to the piece of meat. But the piece of meat is usher because the piece of meat has milk in it, and the meat does not have 60 against the milk. It's only the milk that has 60 against the meat. So here too, the meat of the udder is joins together. The meat of the udder is really mutter, because together with the other piece of meat, there were 60 against the milk that's in the udder. But the milk in the udder is usser because it doesn't have 60 against the meat. And since you cannot get that milk out by squeezing it from the udder, that's why the udder remains usser to be eaten. But I could look at the udder, the meat of the udder itself, as heter to be mevatel the taste of the milk in all the pieces of meat that are in the pot. The Rambam in Hilchas Machos Asuras, Perek Tesvav, says that you know why Chal Min Aminyan different than Gid? Because we're speaking about an Isser de Rabbanon, and by an Isser de Rabbanon, we're not machmer that you need 60 besides the Isser. You could even have the Chal as part of the Minyan. The Gid is different, as we explained, because the Shuman Agid, according to the Rambam, that's what our Gemara is speaking about, the Shuman Agid is connected to the Gid. And by the fact that it's connected to the Gid, the Rabbanan were machmer on the berry of a Gid, that the Shuman Agid should be usher. You need samach besides the Gid. But on the milk, the chal, that is usher there. It's an isser the rabbanon where the rabbanon were makel that chal min aminyan. And the final halacha that Rav Nachman tells us is beya b'shishim, which we're speaking about a treif egg, an egg of a treif bird, is also if it was cooked with other eggs or other food, the halach is also that it'll be batel b'shishim, but v'ein beyam in a minyan. We cannot use the bey itself as part of the minyan. You don't need 59 against it to mevatel it, but rather you need 60. And we will follow up on these dinim, be'ezus Hashem, in tomorrow's shir.